As a child of God and His Word, you're encouraged to commit verses to memory. As we're taught, we should always be ready to respond when we're asked about our faith and hope. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." Now, what sometimes happens is, well, let's be honest, our memory isn't always 100%, which can greatly change the meaning of a verse. Example, when the women go to the tomb of Jesus only to find him no longer there, Luke 24:6 has God's angel telling the women, "He is not here, but is risen." Now, if your memory turns "is risen" to "has risen," that significantly changes the resurrection and the story of Jesus. You see, the resurrection isn't a moment in time and then someone says, "Okay, what's next? Can he do that water to wine thing again? That was pretty cool." No. The resurrection is eternal because it's a part of what makes your salvation eternal. "He is risen" signifies that eternity, which is befitting the Son of God who himself is eternal, as we learn in the book of Exodus, when God is instructing Moses to lead the people of Israel and confront Pharaoh. And Moses asks, what should he say when people ask him who told him these instructions? God replies in Exodus 3:14, "And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you." Since God is eternal, it is only he who can offer us an eternal life in the Spirit when we walk in faith, show reverence to his word and wisdom, and travel in this life as a loving peacemaker in a world that certainly has constant turmoil. We're taught in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." So between now and then, we turn to what Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 4:17 and 18. "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal."